The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So it looks like Obamacare is going to stay with us forever, and I'm really excited about that. Mike Lee and Jerry Moran came out last night and said, look, hey, we have a problem here. We're not going to go along with this because it's a piece of crap bill. It's not exactly how Mike Lee put it, but it's basically what he was saying.
Pretty close.
He is correct on that point. And, you know, we really need more Mike Lees, not less. We need to clone him. We need a really crappy Star Wars prequel filled mm-hmm. with Mike Lees. And that would make our country a lot better. However, we don't have that right now. So he's kind of just right now stopping really bad bills from being passed. It's an interesting development. They're going to try to do a full repeal. Now, the full repeal is not a full repeal. You should know that. It's all about, as Mike Lee put it, it's about a two-thirds repeal. It will keep a lot of the regulations in place, which is really damaging and it's caused all sorts of problems. However, they'll have 2 years to solve them and come up with something to alleviate those problems, hopefully.
Here's what President Trump said. We were let down. He said on Twitter this morning, we were let down by all of the Democrats and a few Republicans. Most Republicans were loyal, terrific, and worked really hard. We will return. Now, he's placing the blame, it seems to me, mainly on people like Mike Lee, who he was the one who was loyal. He was loyal to his principles. He was loyal to conservatism. He was loyal to the Americans being told, we're going to repeal this awful bill. We're going to repeal it.
It seemed like there was going to be an adjective in there.
Yeah, it might have been. No, awful was the word I was just groping with. I was just trying to find. How do you pronounce that word again?
Awful.
Oh, that's right. Awful.
But there
it doesn't
like there
start
might have been
with an F.
A qualifier. there that might have been.
This awful, stinking bill. And now they're being excoriated because they're trying to stick to what they promised their constituents and the American people they would do in the first place. And that's completely repeal this thing and then replace it with something free market. Now, that's not what they were talking about. But everybody who brings that up, everybody who is loyal to that principle, gets hammered.
It's incredible to
get hammered for it.
Incredible to see how bad they are at this.
Again, this never happens. Never happens in the Democrat Party. Never.
Remember, they passed Obamacare with 60 votes.
Yeah.
60. They didn't have to get. They didn't get to 51. They got to 60 votes. And they had Republicans assisting them getting the votes to the finish line. Now, they didn't vote for it, but they voted to let it proceed, which, of course, meant it was going to pass.
And they got it through with the vast majority of Americans being opposed to it. They did it anyway.
Yep.
It was like it's always been a bill underwater. It's, you know, 39-44% with some group of people undecided. I mean, it was never the majority that wanted this bill in place. And so they got it done anyway. Why is it always the fact that Democrats can do that, Republicans cannot? Why? It's the bane of our existence right now.
You know, I used to think, Mary, this is my old school belief was, Republicans wanted to do these things like lowering taxes and lowering regulation, but they always felt bad. They always wormed out at the last minute because they felt like, well, we can't do that.
And we can't be mean to the Democrats.
Or just to, you know, they can't cut funding for their own, or it's going to burn us in an election later. We can't really go for it. I've definitely changed my view over the years to now they actually don't even want it. They are not interested in a free market solution. That's not what they want.
Yeah.
They want to be able to give a bunch of free money to people with their brand name on it. That's what they want. And you might say, well, they might be cutting some funding. They have to have some position that's different. They can't just be all Democrats overtly. They have to have a slight difference. And that's what this bill did. It slightly changed some things enough to so they could say it was different. And there were slightly different approaches, but tons of the same money was going out to the same people. And, you know, it was a crap heap of a bill from the beginning. When this whole thing started, if they had started with full repeal, going for even 60 votes and said, you know what, we're going for full repeal and let that go through. And they would probably get 52 or 50 votes, but not 60. and they would filibuster and it would not succeed, at least you could go back to the American people with some credibility and say, look, we tried to do this. It didn't work. Try it again with full repeal this way. And if you don't get the 50, if you don't get 51 votes there or 50, then you come back again and say, you know what? Here we go. Here's a mishmash of a bunch of different plans, and we're going to try to get this through. At least you'd have a chance to convince people that you actually were trying. Instead, they led with basically the most liberal healthcare policy that is possible to present from a Republican. Mm-hmm. They started so far to the left that there was no more room to go left without bumping your head into Obamacare.
And at one point, they were even saying, no, we're going to keep all the taxes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they couldn't so much
That's
as...
That's how it ended, yeah.
There were Republicans who couldn't so much as get rid of a 3.9 or 3.8% tax. It's just inconceivable. They're just so worthless.
I'm not sure if that word means what you think it means.
Wow, that's...
You keep saying it, but I don't think it means what you think it means.
That's a good point.
Because it seems to be conceived over and over and over again.
It does.
Somehow they keep conceiving of it, don't they? And it really is frustrating. This is, again, you can come to me all you want and say this is solely the fault of the Senate. I think it's true, largely. I mean, I think the House and the Senate are more at fault here than the president. However, again, this is, I mean, he hasn't gotten one thing done here.